And this morning we continue our coverage of the Boulder City Council elections, and we'll bring you another three candidates in our forum this morning. Joining us live in studio, we have Mary Young, Matt Benjamin and Bill Rigler. So we will get started this morning, and each candidate will have 1 minute for an opening statement. And I'll start with Mary Young.
Good morning, Maeve. Thank you very much for having us here. I just want to start by saying that I've been here for a long time, 35 years, and I've developed a mental map of Boulder through all of the jobs that I've held. And I've done everything from cleaning houses to building community gardens to designing mining instruments to building plastic phones. And what I've learned through that journey is that there's a lot of different kinds of people here. And, you know, many of these folks are revered, and unfortunately, many are invisible. Little by little, over the years, what we've done is we've created our own little special brand of income inequality. And it's getting worse. So what we need today, and the reason I'm running, is because I'm really interested in pursuing economic and housing and transportation policies, and they all are interdependent. And so you have to understand the interdependencies, and that policies that place community first and put people over profit.
That's Mary Young, who's a candidate for Boulder City Council. We'll move along and invite Matt Benjamin to go ahead and make your opening statement.
Good morning, Maven. Thanks for everyone who's listening. My name is Matt Benjamin, and I've lived in Boulder 17 years, nine of which have been in South Boulder, and I live with my wife and my two-year-old son. I've spent the better part of a decade as an astronomer and educator at Fisk Planetarium at the University of Colorado Boulder. And what that's really taught me is that evidence decision-making is really a path to moderation. And I think one of the things that's really driving me in this campaign is really focusing on the exodus and the decline of young working families. I'm a young working family, and many of my friends and people I've gotten to know over the years just don't have opportunities in Boulder. And that's really a challenge. And I think so much of the vibrancy that we care about in our community is tied to these young working families. And part of what's really hurt them is really the polarization that has really been getting worse over the years. And for me as a scientist and educator, that evidence-based decision-making really drives as a moderating force to sort of bring people together and really work towards the majority of Boulderites in making sure that we aren't just sort of placating to the edges of what community interests might be.
That's Matt Benjamin, candidate for Boulder City Council. We'll move along. Bill Rigler, please make your opening statement.
Thanks. Good morning, Maeve. Good morning, Mary and Matt. My name is Bill Rigler, and I'm proud to be running for Boulder City Council. Even though I was born and raised in Montana, and I had the slight misfortune of living on the East Coast for a few years, Boulder's my home, and I'll stay here for the rest of my life. Whether you've lived in Boulder for 5 years or for 35 years, it does seem that traffic congestion is getting worse. We have more than 50,000 commuters coming into Boulder every day, and many of whom have been pushed out because they can't afford to live here. And on top of this, last year we saw more than 60 serious collisions and 8 fatalities involving pedestrians and bike riders. I believe we can do better. I'm running to bring a progressive voice to City Council on the issues of safety, mobility, and vitality. I'll work to make our neighborhoods and our streets safer. I'll promote innovative transportation solutions to reduce traffic congestion and carbon emissions. And I'll be a forceful advocate for middle-income housing that can benefit our young families and working professionals. My name is Bill Rigler, and my website is billforboulder.com.
That's Bill Rigler. We're going to mix up the order a little bit. We'll start this time with Matt Benjamin. Can you identify three priorities that you would have if you were on the City Council?
Yeah, so the three priorities I have start with effective governance. And this is really the umbrella in which we can measure the success or failure of the policies we enact. And the other is affordable housing. I think most of us running are really seeing that we have an affordable housing issue in Boulder, and many of us are looking to try to fix that and get us on the right track. And I also want to talk about our climate goals and how we go about reaching them. So getting back to effective governance, I think council is taking on too much. And I think what that does is it really lessens the quality of the policies that we have. And so I subscribe to a less is more construct and saying, hey, let's just take a little bit less and we get so much more out of it in the quality. And choosing quality over quantity is vital in that process. I'm a strong supporter of improving geographic representation. This is where districting will really help us out. And one of the things that that'll drive us to is also public participation. We had a public participation working group actually make these very recommendations, that to give people a sense of voice and that they're committed to community brings them into the fold more. And I think that's an opportunity that, that by definition will always help our community. With regards to affordable housing, we're really kind of falling short of some of our goals. And this isn't because we've set poor goals, we just haven't used the right evidence-based decision-making to define the right process in achieving those goals. And really, it's the decline of the young working family that's symptomatic of us not really achieving these goals. Focusing on middle-income housing and removing some of the conflicts of interest that are inherent in our affordable housing program, be it inclusionary housing and how we fund our affordable housing program to begin with. And lastly, in regards to supporting our climate goals, I fully support them. And I think what's important to remember is that, you know, as much as we want to pursue achieving certain items like the Muni and other things, we also have to think about what is our backup plan should those things not work out. And we have not done enough to focus on a backup plan. And I think it's vital that we get figuring out what happens if the Muni doesn't happen and what are the concrete steps we can make sure that we have the best chance of reaching our goals should that not be the case. And really, the Muni has become the goal unto itself. And I think that really distracts us from some of the main goals we have. You know, at every point, every step is taken longer and is more expensive. I think we have to be very careful not to fall down a trap of missing some great opportunities to improve our community and make concrete steps to our climate goals.
That's Matt Benjamin, a candidate for Boulder City Council. We'll go next to Bill Rigler. Can you identify three priorities you would have on council?
Yeah, you bet. I'm running on a platform dedicated to safety, mobility and vitality. And let me talk a little bit about what those mean. Safety means different things to different people. If you live in South Boulder and your street is a speedy bypass for cars, you worry about the safety of your family and pets. If you live in North Boulder, where I am, you're worried about the four sexually violent predators. If you're a parent, you're worried about the transients near the library or the creek path. And if you're a cyclist, you worry about hit and runs by drunk drivers. Let me say to all Boulder residents, regardless of where you are, I hear you, and that I'll work to make our neighborhoods, our streets, and our civic spaces safer for all users. After all, there is nothing more important than making sure that we all feel safe. When I talk about mobility, that really refers to how we get people from point A to point B as quickly, as safely, and as efficiently as possible, regardless of whether that's by car, bus, biking, or walking. For the last 2 years, I've served as the chair of the Transportation Advisory Board, and if elected, I'd be the first member from TAB to serve on City Council in more than 20 years. I was honored to receive Matt Applebaum's endorsement, and my pledge to him is that I will continue his work to serve as a forceful voice for transportation solutions on council. And make no mistake, as the towns around Boulder and the Front Range continue to grow, the regional in-commuting will only continue to increase. And so the need for forward-looking transportation solutions has never been greater. It's time for council to have a voice from TAB on that board to bring that expertise. Let me give you a couple examples of what this might look like. First, we know that there's going to be a huge increase in the number of electric vehicles in the next decade, which is a great thing. I'd like to see us work toward a tenfold increase in the number of public charging stations for electric cars. At the same time, we've seen the greatest declines in single occupancy vehicles over the last 10 years, primarily because more people have been telecommuting. For this reason, I greatly support investments in community broadband so that we can promote more telecommuting and take thousands and thousands of cars off the road. And finally, when I refer to vitality, what I mean here is how do we maintain our unique and incredible sense of community while addressing questions of affordability, particularly for our middle-income workers and young families? If elected, I would be the first renter on City Council in more than 40 years. Let me repeat that. If elected, I would be the first renter on City Council in more than 40 years. And I think that this number is especially astonishing when you consider that more than half of Boulder rents their apartments. And so I can completely empathize with people who work and live in Boulder but will likely never be able to buy a place here. And because of rising rents, they wonder every day if they can afford to stay here. It shouldn't be that way. If we want to reduce our traffic congestion and reduce our carbon emissions, we must address issues of affordability here in Boulder. And I also briefly want to talk about growth and development in Boulder because there's a lot of noise in our system. The entire state of Colorado, and especially the Metro Denver area, is growing at a much faster rate than we are. Growth is happening all around us, and we need to be smart in how we prepare Boulder for the coming pressures on our infrastructure and on our housing supply. Boulder's been expanding at less than 1% for a long time, and I will ensure that this commitment remains intact. And let me be very, very clear. Not one single candidate in this entire race has suggested that we should accelerate this rate of growth. Not one single candidate has suggested building 90-foot high buildings. Not one single candidate has suggested that we be a town of 250,000 people. Not one. Growth doesn't have to be painful, but it does require thoughtful planning, a firm appreciation for what makes Boulder special, and experienced leadership. Thank you.
That's Bill Rigler, candidate for Boulder City Council. Mary Young, what are your three priorities for council?
So my three priorities revolve around what I mentioned earlier about putting people over profit. And I have innately done that through my past 4 years on council. But I do want to focus on several things. And one of them, of course, is housing. And the first thing that I would like to do is, in the new council, is to take the $12 per square foot linkage fee and raise it to $35 per square foot. Now, commercial development basically is the root cause of the demand for housing. So it stands to reason that they should be the ones that contribute to the impacts that they are having. So, and what I would do with that money that would be raised is to first help out folks that are already living here in town, the folks that are being displaced and evicted. And those are folks that are living in apartment houses that are being bought by out-of-state interests and being raised and redeveloped simply to charge more rents. The other folks that I would focus on are folks that are living in mobile home parks, mobile home owners. They are seeing their lot rents increase and increase. Now, mobile home parks are protected by our land use policy. However, park owners are trying to push people out so that they can then replace it with brand new mobile homes and charge even higher lot rents. So just as an example of how much money that would raise, should Google have been required to provide a linkage fee when they came online, they would have paid over $10 million to our affordable housing program. And so I would just challenge anyone to tell me that they can't afford that. The next thing that I would focus on is our economic strategy, which is coming up for renewal next year in 2018. It's referred to as the economic sustainability strategy. I would focus on the sustainability portion of it, meaning that currently the strategy tends to focus on a somewhat narrow portion of the jobs demographic. And so I would like to expand it so that it considers all of the jobs that it takes to create a real community. And I'm talking about everything from people that clean toilets, which I have done, and to people that design products, which I have also done. And the way that I would do that is there are some policy recommendation by a place called the Institute of Local Self-Reliance, and they have several policy recommendations, about six of them. I won't go into the details of those, but they kind of interconnect with what will be going on in terms of the conversation of the economic sustainability strategy. And the other thing that I would focus on is our transportation. Now, keep in mind, all of these are interconnected, and you can't really consider one without considering the others. But transportation, that one of the reasons I ran in 2013 was because I saw the inequalities attributed to the EcoPass. The people that most needed to the EcoPass were paying the full fare, and there I would be sitting on the bus with two EcoPasses in my pocket. And so I want now to change that. So I've spent the last 4 years working on that, and currently I'm working on the RTD Pass Working Group, which is putting forward three options, one of which is the EcoPass and expanding access to it. So those are my main focuses for the next 4 years should I get reelected.
That is Mary Young, a candidate for Boulder City Council. I'm going to ask the candidate some specific questions. Bill Rigler, we'll start with you this time. Could you give some specifics on how you would tackle Boulder's affordable housing problem?
Yeah, thank you. Well, again, I would be the first renter on Boulder City Council in more than 40 years. And again, I think that matters because more than half of Boulder rents their apartments. I think that our priority needs to be the creation of housing options that cover a broad spectrum of incomes, but especially middle-income families and workers who are increasingly being pushed out of Boulder and are adding to our traffic congestion. Specifically, I'll embrace a sensible housing policy that includes the direct city purchase of affordable rental units, as well as incentives for mixed-use housing developments in commercial zones. I also support what are called accessory dwelling units or granny flats in existing residential neighborhoods, and if you've not seen the Daily Camera article earlier this week, please do so. According to recent surveys for the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan, more than two-thirds of Boulder residents support greater usage of granny flats, especially because these options support our sustainability goals, create more walkable and environmentally friendly neighborhoods, and help affordability. Thank you.
That's Bill Rigler. Mary Young, you did mention the linkage veins and mobile home parks. Do you have any other specifics about affordable housing that you'd like to elaborate on?
Yeah, and as Bill mentioned, the accessory dwelling units, that is already on the work plan. And we're beginning the process, which is kind of intersecting with the public participation working group, which recommended to define the problem. So what I would like to see us do is really have input from the public as to particularly neighborhoods and where the accessory dwelling units will fit in. The accessory dwelling units will fit in some neighborhoods better than in others. So what we should really do is explore it from that standpoint. And by defining the problem first, figure out what it is we're actually trying to solve. Is it affordability? Is it more opportunities? Is it all of the above? Where does it make the most sense? So I think we need to approach it with the recommendations of the Public Participation Working Group in mind. And personally, what I would like to see us do with the accessory dwelling units is to work with homeowners and do kind of a negotiated sort of opportunity for the city to gain some affordable housing, deed-restricted affordable housing. Otherwise, these accessory dwelling units will benefit only the current owner. And then from there on up, they'll just have rising rents just like everything else.
It's Mary Young, candidate for Boulder City Council. Matt Benjamin, do you have specifics about how you would tackle affordable housing?
Yeah, there's a number of areas where our affordable housing program is really just not reaching the goals that we've set. And I think this is where we've sort of stumbled over the process. One thing right off the bat is looking at, we're building affordable housing, but we're also losing around 1,000 affordable units every year. And so this is really analogous to a leaking ship, and you're trying to bail water out of a leaking ship. I think we need to plug the holes before we look to have a bigger cup to bail the water out. And so how do we do permanent affordability? There's a couple mechanisms. Mary mentioned deed restrictions, and I think that's a great place. But you also got to look at that affordable housing is also affordable property issue, affordable land. And this is where community land trusts, I think, could really be explored and expanded, where we decouple the building from the land itself, where we can actually maintain permanent affordability. Otherwise, we're going to be just sort of chasing our affordable housing goals in perpetuity. The other thing I see as kind of an issue is our inclusionary housing program is in conflict with how we fund our affordable housing program to begin with. This cash in lieu fee that developers pay to opt out of inclusionary housing is the very mechanism that funds our affordable housing program. And so they become mutually exclusive. And I think we have to do a better job to make sure that both those goals can be attained without the expense of the other. And lastly, I just say that we need to really touch on effective and efficient zoning and land use. There is a lot of inefficient land use throughout our community. And if we look to improve it at the goal of trying to build housing, mixed use, I think we have a better opportunity to really help affordability for a wide range of people in our community.
Matt Benjamin, a candidate for Boulder City Council. We'll go back to Mary Young and we'll talk about the municipalization efforts. What's your position on the city's effort towards municipalization? And also, there are three measures on the ballot as well that Boulder voters will decide on pertaining to municipalization. If you could talk about those as well.
Okay. So the three measures that you mentioned, Maeve, are ballot items L, O, and P. And I'm going to forget exactly which one is which, but one of them has to do with extending the occupation tax, the portion of that tax that pays towards the exploration of municipalization. One of them is to extend the ability to hold executive sessions, and the other one creates a new requirement in the process for a vote of the public to tell us whether or not they would like to continue or actually begin to spend the capital funds to build the municipal utility. So all we're doing in November is voting on continuing the exploration. The PUC has given us a path towards creating the utility, and I believe that we need to continue to explore that path. I don't want to give up the leverage and say I give to Excel, because right now Excel will only get us to 55% of our goal. And they have not given us any kind of option as to how they would close the gap on that additional 45%. I think that this is one of the biggest challenges of our lifetime. I also believe that it is not about saving the planet. The planet has survived 5 extinctions. It will survive a 6th one, and that would be the extinction of ourselves. So it's not about saving the planet. It's about saving ourselves.
And do you support those
measures? I do support those 3 measures, yes, absolutely.
That's Mary Young, candidate for Boulder City Council. Matt Benjamin, your position on the municipalization efforts and your position on the 3 ballot measures.
Yeah, so, you know, my position has evolved, and I think what's important is new information and new data compels us to seek new conclusions. And that's really what has driven my evolution on municipalization. I started off as a supporter of the Muni early on, but as I started to study it and see the process play out, it became clear that as we develop new efforts, look, I mean, the economy has changed around renewable energy. Now the economic argument for renewables has caught up with the moral one. Excel has taken much greater lengths than I think any of us have expected in terms of pushing their portfolio forward. And these are all changing conditions that force us to really reevaluate whether or not going our own way in municipalization is really in our best interest. It's interesting also to note that Denver, Colorado has the exact same renewable energy goals as we do, and Excel is looking to work with them to help them achieve those goals. I think we have an opportunity to sort of look at that and go, wait, I mean, Denver's a huge player there. It's our capital. Is there any way we can be a part of that negotiation and help this out? At the end of the day, it comes down to, for me, what is in the best interest of reaching our goals, and should the voters decide not to support these initiatives and the Muni, what are we doing as a backup plan? If we don't have the Muni, what do we have, and what is the mechanism to reach the goals? And regarding the ballot initiatives, I do not support either one of them. I think we do know enough information now from the PUC that's going to tell us that it is going to be prohibitively expensive, and even the very timeline to achieve the Muni is going to put our very goals we set in jeopardy. And to me, that just doesn't seem like that is the right path forward.
Matt Benjamin, candidate for Boulder City Council. Bill Wrigley, your position on municipalization and the 3 measures pertaining to the Muni on the ballot.
Yeah, thank you. So I first moved to Boulder to work for former Vice President Al Gore at his Global Climate Change Initiative. I completely support Boulder's goal of 100% renewables by 2030. But I think we, like Matt, I think we have to be strategic in choosing the most effective and efficient path forward. And while I agree that the PUC has given us a path forward, they've also installed a lot of speed bumps that's going to make it a lot more costly and complicated than we were first led to believe. And so I'm now convinced that we can better achieve our carbon reduction and renewable energy goals through alternative measures, and I do not support an extension of the utility occupation tax. That said, I think that we've got to continue pushing Excel to fully commit to its plan for 55% renewable energy and carbon reduction. I believe we can get the rest of the way through investments in energy efficiency and localized renewable energy investments. And finally, I really want to underscore that transportation is a huge piece of this puzzle in reducing our carbon footprint. And I want to make sure that we're working every day to develop transportation solutions that can reduce our traffic congestion. I also am not in favor. I also will not be voting in favor of the measure on the executive sessions.
That's Bill Wrigley, candidate for Boulder City Council. Matt Benjamin, what is your position on the city as a sanctuary community, and how should it address current federal policy toward undocumented immigrants?
Well, this is a moral and ethical obligation to protect the most vulnerable in our community. And I think we have an absolute duty to make sure that we are offering a place for them in our community. Again, the interesting thing here is, this is where we really get to define, and I think we get to be the change we envision for this world. Real change percolates up. It does not trickle down. And so the things that we want to see socially in our community start here in our cities. And so cities like Boulder and others that say, look, we're going to protect and we're going to be a sanctuary city, is how we start to make the movement to let the states know this is important to us, and then also tell the federal government that this is the type of country we want to live in. And I think we've made the right stand, and I think we have to continue to stand up for those that are less vulnerable in our community.
That's Matt Benjamin. Bill Wrigley, your thoughts on Boulder as a sanctuary community, and how should it address current federal policy towards undocumented immigrants?
Well, I applaud Mary Young and our city council for their courage in resisting the Trump administration and naming Boulder as a sanctuary city, and for protecting our dreamers. I was at the Boulder Theater last Thursday for Ignite Boulder, and I had the opportunity to share that one of the reasons why I'm running for city council is because at the local level, we absolutely have the power to resist the racist, homophobic, alt-right tactics of the Trump administration. I want Boulder to continue to be a model for other cities and towns around the country, and to be a beacon for progressive and diverse communities in uniting against hate.
And that's Bill Rigler. Mary Young.
This is a real important issue for me, and more than anything else that we've done on council, I think that this is something that really impacted in a very profound way people's lives. I know a lot of folks that are undocumented and DACA, and I spoke to them, and they just were so profoundly grateful. And I don't think of them as people that are vulnerable or them, because they're part of our community. We interact with them, or at least I do interact with them, and there I go using the word them. So we have to be aware of our own biases all the time. And I have to say that the other day, we talk about not being racist, and but the other day, a couple of weeks ago, I'll tell you a story. I received an award from the County Multicultural Awards, and as part of my receiving of that award, I recited part of a performance that was pulled together by our own Modus Theater here in Boulder. And it was three statements, and then I added three of my own about America being so racist, and then gave examples about America, you are so racist. Move forward a couple of weeks, and I'm at an event, and somebody tells me that after that event, they took my yard sign, and they pulled it up out of the ground, and they threw it in the trash, and they said, who are you calling racist? And who I was calling racist was the institutional racism of our country. And that's what I was referring to. And the reaction was to take it personally, and you know, that is all of our own biases kind of culminating onto our reaction to something like that. And it really impacted me and just our ability to be able to call out racism and to be afraid to do it because you have reactions such as that. So I would just ask everyone, when they use language about being diverse and inclusive and welcoming, that you really begin with examining yourself and how you really feel and what your biases are.
That's Mary Young, candidate for Boulder City Council. We just have a few minutes left. I would like to give the candidates an opportunity to ask the other candidates, is there a question that you think other candidates should be talking about? Bill, what would you like, Bill Rigler, what would you like to ask the other candidates?
Sure. So my question's for Mary, if that's okay. Mary, in the first candidate forum at the library, you made a point of saying that there's no place for negative campaigning in Boulder, and that if we see this sort of behavior, then we should tell people to stop it. I want our listeners to know that I greatly respect Mary as both a leader in our community and for her innate goodness. And because she's right, we must treat each other with respect and civility. So I was greatly disappointed by the official endorsement email from Plan Boulder, precisely because it smears a number of candidates, myself included, by comparing us to the Trump administration. In that same email, false policy positions regarding growth and development were concocted with the intention of driving a wedge of fear and uncertainty into our community. And so my question to Mary, respectfully, is do you support these blatantly false and negative attacks by Plan Boulder and Together for Boulder? And if not, will you ask them right now to cut it out so that we can have a positive and issues-based campaign?
No, I don't support those negative positions. And to tell you the truth, I haven't read their supporting statements because I simply just haven't had time. As you know, Bill, you put one foot in front of the other when you're campaigning, and when things come out, sometimes you just don't have time to read them. But thank you for pointing that out, and I will bring that up.
Thank you.
Matt Benjamin.
I'd actually like to just make a comment on that. This is exactly the kind of polarization that we are seeing in our community. And I think it is really unfortunate that we are, I would almost relate it to a physics term. This is like Newton's third law. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction the other direction. For me, this is why I am standing by being a moderate, balanced candidate, because I'm standing in the middle. I'm not on one side or the other. And this community needs to reduce the polarization, which is coming from emotion and fear. And that's why we see attacks on both sides. And we've got to resist it with every fiber, or we are then, by definition, no better than the national polarization that we think that we are protecting and isolating ourselves from. So I implore Boulder to really focus and think deep about how do you want to make your choices to limit the polarization in our community.
Well, we are very close on time, but if Matt Benjamin and Mary Young, if you have a question you would like to ask the candidates, and if the candidates could keep the answers as brief as possible, and we will give people information on how they can find out more about all your campaigns. Mary, what would you like to ask other candidates?
Real quickly, I'd just like to know what the most backbreaking job you ever had was.
Well, it wasn't cleaning toilets, which is what you did. For many years, I spent a long time going to Africa every 6 weeks for about 5 years, and was around some of the most mind-crushing and soul-crushing poverty that you could ever imagine, people who were living on less than $1 a day. It was the most rewarding work, but also the toughest job I've ever had, and I loved it.
Matt Benjamin?
I think this is for me. My time as an educator working with kids. And working with people of all ages. It is a challenge to constantly be looking at what do people know and what do they don't know, and how do you connect with them? And it is a mental break, but it's also physical when you're chasing little kids around at summer camps. That's why I think I have chosen, and I love being a father, is sort of from that. But it's a challenge when you're wrangling kiddos for all summer long.
Okay, and Matt Benjamin, what question would you like to ask?
I think this is for both of them. What are some of the biggest changes you would make to the structure and functionality of council? And this is to both candidates.
And if you could keep it as brief as possible, Mary Young.
I don't have an answer for that. That's brief.
Okay. Quick. Bill Rigler.
I think Boulder needs more diversity. I would be one of the youngest members on city council. I would be the first renter in 40 years, and I would be the first member of the transportation board. And I think that diversity of thought and experience is critical if we want to represent our diverse community.
Well, I'd like to thank all of the candidates, give you an opportunity for brief closing statements. And if you have a website that you'd like to mention, we are linking to all the websites at kgnu.org. But closing statements, Mary Young will.
So I would just like to thank KGNU for this opportunity, and I would just like to invite everyone in our community who's listening, todos que están escuchando, que por favor, si todavía no se registran para votar, que por favor se registren inmediatamente, se pueden registrar hasta el último momento. You can register up to the final day of, even on election day. So please, if you haven't done so yet, please register to vote, and your mail-in ballots should be coming out in the middle of October.
Mary Young, a candidate for Boulder City Council. Matt Benjamin.
Maeve, thank you so much to KGNU and all the listeners out there. We appreciate you taking the time this morning to listen to us and listen to many of the other forums that are going on around our community. Again, my focus is to resist the polarization in our community and really bring evidence-based decision-making as a moderating force to how we can really achieve many of the goals that we have on a wide range of issues. And I would ask that a lot of people look at my website. It's mattbenjaminfuturefirst.com, or look at me over at Facebook at Matt Benjamin Future First. Thank you for the opportunity.
Matt Benjamin and Bill Rigler, candidate for Boulder City Council.
Well, thanks KGNU and Mary and Matt. And I also want to encourage the listeners to renew the Community Culture and Safety Tax, which are initiatives 2M and 2N, because they will support KGNU. Look, I think it's incredibly important that we keep an eye on those things that unite us rather than those things that divide us. And as your voice on council, I'll focus on the solutions that enable us to move forward together on issues related to safety, mobility, and vitality. My name is Bill Rigler, and you can learn more about me at billforboulder.com.
We're linking to all the candidates' websites at kgnu.org. We also have a link to all of the candidate forums that we are hosting. Thank you to Bill Rigler, Mary Young, and Matt Benjamin.